Congratulations!
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast, with me, Kay Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
People, what a week it's been!
This was the longest week in American history.
It's probably not true, but it certainly fucking felt like it.
It's definitely not true, but it felt like the longest week of quarantine.
Oh my God. Yeah, sure. Well, no, that's probably also not true. There's so many long weeks this year.
This is a long-ass week.
I don't know. What about the fires when we couldn't really even go outside? That was a long month.
Yeah, that was a long week. Okay, Maysoon.
But guys, we're really glad to make, I mean, everyone knows this, but I am really glad that Biden has pulled into the lead.
I'm glad that Trump lost.
Yes, that's what you're, yeah, okay, that's a way to phrase it too.
I'm glad Trump lost and is burning in hell.
Oh my God, I can't wait for him to get out of here.
Well, look here, Maysoon. I just found out this morning that Cindy McCain, John McCain's widow, is going to be on Biden's transition team.
Oh, wow.
And that's a no for me. That's the second Republican he put on his transition team.
Yes, I agree with you. I totally agree with you. I want him to pack it with like every fucking progressive involved around, like Stacey Abrams, AOC, Bernie, everyone. Get them all fucking in there. But I just, I would be surprised if he did. I would be pleasantly surprised if he did. And I guess your point is that we should be calling, you better fucking put these people
exactly.
on. Exactly. You're saying that it's not really over yet.
Exactly. Yes.
Thank you. Yeah.
It's never over.
It's never over.
It's never over. The games have just begun. I think that was my big takeaway from the election is that people are ignorant. I don't think people have malice in their hearts and want the worst thing for the people in their communities. I think they just don't understand. And I think that's why things like Proposition 15 and, Proposition 16 didn't pass, why rent control didn't pass, why, Prop 22 did pass. I think people just don't understand what they're voting for.
That is really generous of you, Kate. I don't agree with you.
You think people are evil in their
souls? I think
souls?
People are capitalists at heart and are threatened by any progressive move to equalize, create equity on any fucking plane. If they have money in the game, they want to keep it there. And they don't give a fuck who they step on.
Well, but Prop 15 wasn't going to affect like 90% of businesses. Taxes, mm-hmm. like it actually was going to eliminate.
Yeah, but
taxes
people
for
see
most
people
businesses.
See taxes and they're immediately like, nope, I don't want any more taxes. They don't read. I think you're right.
Wouldn't you consider that ignorance, Maysoon?
Yes.
So there you go. Okay, if you want to give Kamala Harris a call, you can go ahead and call 916-448-2787. She's not in total control of everything, but I'm sure she has a say. And she's still, if you're in California, she's still your senator
until January.
Yeah. If you want to give Gavin Newsom a call and tell him who to appoint to Kamala Harris's Senate seat now that it's going to be vacant, you can go ahead and give him a call at 916-445-2841. And now they don't take messages. I think you can only call during normal business hours.
Oh, really? Okay. Let's give Nancy Pelosi's info while we're at it. Okay. If you want to call Nancy Pelosi and tell her to get her shit together and to actually not run for Speaker of the House, you should call
yeah,
her.
Tell her to step.
Tell her to step
down
and make fucking way for some of our younger, more progressive-minded, fucking powerful women. How about that?
Yes.
You can call her at 415-556-4862. Please do.
And let's be real, like calling actually doesn't do shit. We need to go chain ourselves to their buildings, to their homes.
Okay, if you want to chain yourself to her office in San Francisco, the address is 97th Street, Suite 2-800. Okay, please wear a mask. Actually, the building probably isn't open, so you just have to, that's tricky. We should probably find her home address.
Wait, where's her house? We know her house. Yeah.
She probably lives in that area, the wealthiest area in San Francisco where Feinstein lives.
Is it the Presidio?
It's kind of off the Presidio. It's called like Sea View or Sea Cliff or something like that.
Okay, Maysoon, let's get back to business. Okay, so Alameda County measures V, W, X, and Z all passed. So that's happy. Okay, also, oh my God, things that on. This is a little bit of happiness, okay? I know a lot of people were really disappointed in what happened with the props in California, the statewide propositions. But here's a little couple little tidbits of happiness is Carol Fife decisively won her city council seat in Oakland in District 3. That is a huge pickup. She was endorsed by the DSA and is going to do great things for Oakland. Jovanka Beckles won for AC Transit at large. Also DSA person. She's going to do great things. Really happy to see her win after the bullshit against Buffy Wicks last time. We also passed our measure that will allow 17-year-olds to vote in primaries where they will be 18 in the general.
Yeah, I know San Francisco did as well. Yeah.
Even though that didn't go at the statewide level. I think they haven't called it officially yet for Rebecca Kaplan, but she is definitely in the lead for city council at large. Against Derek Johnson, who was endorsed by Kamala Harris somehow. Why do these D.C. people get involved in these local races at all? It just makes them look like shit. Dan Kalb beat Steph Walton for District 1. That's my district. We don't love Dan Kalb, but we definitely hated Steph Walton. Okay, Mason, get your thing going. I got to real quick move a thing for Wally.
Well, so for State Senate seat District 11, I will say that Scott Wiener won. It's not the person who we endorsed, but Jackie Fielder had a pretty high percentage, which I think is great for future elections. She had 42% and Wiener had 57.9%, which is, yes, a high percentage away, but I'm glad it wasn't much, much lower. Good news on the horizon, even though we wanted her to win now. So Prop A passed, which was, you know, money towards parks, health, and homelessness. And then Prop B passed, which was a new sanitation agency, which is sort of like a checks and balances with our DPW scandal that's been happening here in San Francisco. Prop C is exciting that passed. A lot of things passed on the progressive end for San Francisco, which is great. But Prop C was for non-citizens serving on boards and commissions in the city, which I think is great. So it's like, since they're obviously impacted by the decisions the city makes. Prop D passed, resoundingly passed, and that was for sheriff department oversight, which is fucking yes, please. Prop E passed, which is for... that was that weird vote to be able to decrease the sort of formula. Like there was this number written into legislation that determined how many police always had to be in employment with the police department here. And this proposition was to sort of say, hey, we need to be able to modify that number. And that passed, which is great. So now we can have less than that number. If
that's awesome.
We're able to get there. So that's cool. That's like a step in the right direction for...
I mean, yeah, it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, we obviously don't want police, period. But this is, again, like some of these things are like, we need to take baby steps for some reason to get there. So let's take the baby steps. I thought Prop G passed. This is for the youth vote in San Francisco. And actually, it looks like it was less. 49.1% yes and 50.8% no. So that didn't pass. It looks like it didn't pass. Affordable housing, that passed. Proposition K, a resounding 73%, which is, which was to have the city be able to develop affordable housing through the city versus through developers or through private interests, which is great. Prop L was a business tax, and that passed with a high percentage, which is great. And let's see of our supervisors. Aaron Peskin will still be supervisor of District 3. Dean Preston, yay, still supervisor of District 5.
Hell yeah,
5.
Dean Preston, that
He's
was the big
the best.
Happiness
He's
for
super
me.
Progressive, and he just got elected, last year? But that was the end of an election term, so he had to rerun again. Hillary Ronan was unopposed, so she won. Oh, looks like for District 11, Asha Safai, who was the incumbent, won over John Avalos. I don't have a strong opinion about that. I think Asha, I don't know that much about him, but I think John
Avalos
would have
been. Just gotta keep fighting.
John Avalos would have been the more progressive person for sure.
Okay, and we also want to remind listeners that there are two runoff elections now in Georgia in January for Senate.
There's two in Georgia. Okay, because I was trying to figure out. I knew there was one in Georgia, and I was like, why are we still waiting on two Senate seats? Like, there we go.
They're January.
And just so everyone knows, if there's a runoff, that means they're very, very close, Right. So
yeah,
there is an opportunity for us to like impact those elections as well by doing all the things we were doing for the presidential election, which is calling, emailing, texting, sending money,
moving
all of
to
those
Georgia.
Things. Moving to Georgia, if you want to do that during COVID and in the fucking winter, I don't really know. But
you
there
can
are
go
still,
go down south, go along the southern states. You'll avoid the snow.
Yeah. But as Kate said earlier, it's not over. It's never going to be over, guys. So take a little rester, yeah, a little breather if you need it, but get back into the game.
I don't know, Mason. Do you want to? You can talk to me through my discouragement.
What's your discouragement? You're not the one discouraging. Just like you're like, let's do it.
No, I feel personally discouraged when it's like you put so much effort into something and then Biden's packing in all these Republicans onto his transition team feels discouraging.
Well, it feels like a fucking slap in the face is what it feels like. And I think he needs to hear from I actually think he needs to hear from us voters who voted for him, who initially voted for Bernie, and who did a whole fucking ton of work. I was texting people until 10 o'clock at night on election day. Literally.
Yep.
Like all fucking day long texting people last minute. Hey, you have got a vote plan? Get out there and vote. You know, it's like, and I wasn't the only one. There were thousands of people doing the same thing all across the country.
I mean, think about all the time and energy. Like if you fucking were doing shit with Indivisible, with Swing Left, with all this shit, like people were working on this shit for 4 years.
Yes. Yes.
So like.
Absolutely.
And I don't think a single one of us were like, oh, man, I'm just making these calls with the hope in my heart that he'll put Cindy McCain on the transition team.
Yeah, no, I know. You're right about that. I hear what you're saying on that. I think he's, yeah, I feel like I understand why he's doing it. I don't agree with why he's doing it. I think it's bullshit. But
yeah. So maybe in the meantime,
that's how Democrats run. They run to try to get the fucking conservative Democratic vote.
It's, yeah, well, they can
bullshit.
Eat my shit.
If they spent more time trying to get the progressive vote, they'd actually probably do a better job. Probably win more widely.
You can get involved with mutual aid. I know the Alameda County, this is not mutual aid. This is a nonprofit, but the Alameda County Food Bank always needs volunteers. I'll put into that in the underworld. Like
they need like 1,000 volunteers. They really need a lot of people.
Yeah. All the food banks need people.
Yeah.
You do have to be able to lift like 30 pounds or something.
Okay. Wear your weight belt.
Yeah. But anyhow, and then we also have, you know, I'll put a link also to the town fridge if you want to be donating food to the town fridge nearest you. I know they have that in Oakland and San Francisco as community fridge projects to donate food to people who need it.
Yeah.
You know, there's people you can make an impact right now that's just going to be purely positive and not benefit Cindy McCain in any way.
Good. That's great.
So there you go. Okay. That was our election roundup. Okay. Let's get back to our bread and butter here, Mason, the Bay Area art world.
I feel like the Bay Area art world has been completely obsessed with the election. At least everyone I communicate with can't talk about anything else. I did want to say.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I did want to say this is sort of like a blending of art and culture and election a little bit, but I learned about a new mascot this election cycle that I feel very happy
Gritty?
To know about, and his name is Gritty, or its name is Gritty.
Mason, you are the last person to
find
out about
I am the last person
Gritty.
In the world to know about Gritty, but I have to say the memes that are now that I know who the fuck Gritty is, he's like what he's the hockey mascot for fucking Philadelphia. Is it Hosky?
The Philadelphia Hockey? Flyers.
Philadelphia Flyers. He's a big orange, mean-ass green monster. Not green. A big orange monster who's supposedly really mean and not going to take any shit.
Hell
and
yeah.
The memes have been hysterical. There's like fucking Game of Thrones memes with Gritty. There's all sorts of shit. But I just want to say I feel I'm happy to know about Gritty now. It sort of made me feel a little bit more like, oh, Pennsylvania's kind of cool and quirky and crazy. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
And as someone who's not spent any time, I've driven through Pennsylvania on my way to New York when I was in college. And that's kind of that's my only experience with Pennsylvania in general.
Yeah. Shout out to Philly and Pittsburgh and Allegheny County at large for going, you know, tipping the scales against Trump because I felt so bad that I didn't move there as I planned to.
Yeah.
Now it seems like I didn't have to.
Amazing. I also want to say that I'm sorry that I disparaged about Pennsylvania a little too early on in one of our texts.
Yeah, I mean, all these states, like, I don't think we should shit on any of them. He was
just so far ahead, I couldn't imagine. I just couldn't imagine that.
Well, I don't think we should shit on any of these states because there were tons of progressives or tons of people who would have voted progressive if they weren't being suppressed, if they weren't being kept from the polls,
yeah.
They weren't being subjected to disinformation, telling them that election day was on a different day. Like,
oh my God.
There was so much fucking dirty shit going on in the South.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
So I don't think anybody should be saying, like, fuck Louisiana or fuck Florida or Texas or wherever. Like, if people actually were enfranchised,
mm-hmm.
you know, then this whole thing would be different.
I spent some time looking at the district maps in some of those areas. And, you can just see the gerrymandering. You know, it's kind of – and it's so rampant in so many of those states that you just mentioned. And it's kind of like, oh – this is like the visual, the graphic where you see, you know, this nice round area and then this little line that goes out like a mile. You're like, what the fuck is that shit? That's nothing. Like, that's dumb. You just know immediately that something's happened there, you know?
Oh, yeah. And, okay, back to Art Mason.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Okay, Bass and Reiner, they're back in business. They've got shows up. They've got some new paintings by Andre Moya. It's going to be up until the end of January. And depending on what happens with the COVID situation, they may have some kind of supplementary events. And you can go ahead and email them to make an appointment to see the show. I'll put a link in the Underworld. As you know, probably they're over there at the Minnesota Street Project.
Yeah. So, I mean, aren't all those galleries open ultimately?
I guess so. I would assume if one is, they all must be.
Yeah, I think a lot of them have reopened a little while ago. So check it out if you go over there. Go to a couple spots. Wear your mask.
We also have been getting emails in from this Knesset Gallery. Remember them?
Yeah.
They're in San Francisco. They're at 708 Montgomery Street. They have a show that's going to be up until November 27th. And it is called It's Not One Thing, It's Everything.
Okay.
With John Altimus, Peter Brown, Vicky Gunter, Dana Lawton, and Robert Perkins. And there's some very interesting ceramic work that you can go take a look at.
Hmm.
And you have to make a reservation. So that's Knesset Gallery in San Francisco.
Are most galleries that you know of, are they mostly taking reservations or are they just kind of limiting them to people? Like
All the ones I've been hearing about, you got to, call in, email in, or get on Eventbrite and get a time slot.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Well.
You're not doing that, huh?
I haven't. No. Have you?
Maysoon is fully locked in. I am locked. I'm not as locked in as you. I'm a crazy bitch.
No, that's not true.
I'm sucking floors out here.
You are at the studio. That's a little less locked in than me. That's true.
Yeah, exactly.
I have this problem.
We're pretty good though. Plus, I have my own little door in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have this thing where
it's just the bathroom.
I make plans where I'm like, oh yeah, let's go for a social distance walk, and then like when it comes, I get like super stressed out. I'm like, I'm sorry, I just can't do it. It's really bad. It's really bad.
Hey man, be safe. Be safe. You don't have to apologize.
Plus, I just want everyone to know, like, safe. You know, we've all heard that. The country is going through a big surge, which it is. It's massive.
Oh, it's terrible. But we're at the worst.
The Bay
point
Area
in the
is also
virus right now.
Is also going through a surge. We're a little bit behind the country's surge. So I think the message now is like, kind of lock down and get to back to your vigilant stage. Like, try to be more careful. Everyone has been careful, but like maybe up your game a little bit because we're in a surge right now in San Francisco for sure.
We're setting records right now. The last reported day of cases was November 7th.
That was
yesterday.
We're
recording this on November 8th. So yesterday there were 127,000 new cases reported.
Yeah.
That is the highest it's ever been.
Yeah. And we're higher than any other country at this point. I just want to encourage people to remember that our pandemic is not over and to do all the things that make you happy, but to do them very, very carefully.
Exactly.
And maybe do a few less, actually.
Get locked in like Mason.
I'm available for Zoom calls at any time.
Yeah, just Zoom around.
Zoom around, everyone.
Okay. Zoom just appointed Janet Napolitano to their fucking board.
Oh, no. Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, we knew they were the devil.
I know.
Okay, we also have Artists in Presidents has been an ongoing project by Constance Hockaday, where artists are kind of making speeches and things alongside the whole presidential situation.
Yeah, I'm curious.
And so
I'm curious to see if how it will change now that Biden has been elected. Like if it will sort of shift content around. I guess I don't. I'm curious to know how sort of current it is. Right, if projects are just. I don't know.
So you can check this project out at artists. Okay, so that's plural. Yeah. Artists in Presidents. Okay, that's a play on residence. It is presidents.com. Artists in Presidents.
Oh, there's a podcast.
Real rough one for my math.
It's really hard, I know. So we got some.
Yeah, so they have tons of artists making speeches and things, including Sofia Cordova.
And Brontez. We got some local heroes. Taking part, Brontez Purnell. That's great.
Yeah, they got some great stuff there. Check that out.
Okay, so I'm speaking as a member of the public, as an individual, and I'm never speaking as a staff member of the Arts Commission or even as a city employee. But I did want to let everyone know that the Arts Commission just sent out an announcement this week announcing its new Director of Cultural Affairs, which is a position that we have been without. We have had an interim director for most of the year. We have been without a director since, I believe, the end of January, so almost a year. And they have hired this man named Ralph Remington, who is coming to us from – he's running the – Tempe, Arizona Arts Center, which is, I guess, a governmental or similar to – it's a governmental arts center, so it will be similar to the Arts Commission, but probably slightly smaller scale. So that seems pretty exciting. We're excited about it. He has a lot of experience in, you know, the diversity, equity, and inclusion work, which is something that the Arts Commission is really needing and looking for in a director. So the staff is excited about that for sure. It sounds like his background is primarily in theater. So that'll be interesting, but he's definitely the organization he's working with now has a gallery and public art and stuff. So he has experience working or, you know, managing and running, directing those kinds of programs as well, it appears.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Oh, righto. Okay, so Maysoon, you went to that Headlands Town Hall, which was in a webinar and not in physical space.
That's correct.
What happened with that?
Well, I think...
So just to update to the listeners, they're discontinuing the affiliate program. So that was kind of the basis, right?
I think that was the real reason why they realized they needed to have the town hall, because I think they probably got so much...
Shit.
So much shit probably, but also feedback about that program and how important it is to Bay Area artists or to a handful of Bay Area artists. And, you know, I think the core purpose of the town hall was to inform fans, listeners, readers, participants, artists, whatever, everyone, however you fans. Identify yourself for the Headlands, to kind of inform them that they, while they're in like a pretty good financial position now, they are anticipating, you know, as we all are, like a pretty big economic downturn that is going to make staying open or staying employed probably very challenging. And so they're planning for that. And so they really wanted to kind of like let people know what the basis behind their decision making was. And I think, I mean, I also talked to Sean Uiharu, who is the program director there, and, you know, it definitely is driven by their budget and their kind of concern around their budget. And, you know, while they're taking away the affiliate program and they're actually giving up those two buildings altogether because that's a huge part of their budget, maintaining them is a huge part of their budget. They are also starting two new programs that one of them is specific to Bay Area artists and is – I think they kind of feel like they're taking away one program, but they're adding another program that is specific to Bay Area artists. So they're hoping people who would have or have applied for affiliate space will apply for this as well. So I think they're trying to find like the happy balance. And of course, in all of these, whenever anything changes like that, there's always going to be people who are excited and people who are unhappy about it. And I think that's just a really, that's a fine line to walk. And I think it's going to be, you know, it might be a little bit like bumpy for them, I think, in the beginning, but hopefully they're able to actually, you know, I wish them the best. I hope that they're able to actually do the things that they have said that they want to do. They have to do a bunch of building upgrades. And so they're really focusing on like the main part of the Headlands, the two buildings, and I think the gym. They're really kind of trying to focus all their energy into those buildings now instead of also the two other buildings at the top of the hill.
Right.
So I don't know. I mean, I know it's hard. It's hard. It's hard news. It's a hard thing to take during this moment when everything, there's so many hard things already that we're all dealing with that it feels like a blow. But I do want to say, I think the people who are running the Headlands mean well, and I think they are really looking out for artists and for local artists as well. So I guess if you have questions or do feel concerned, I think they'd be open to talking to you. I think they'd be open to having a conversation because I think they don't want the community to feel like the community of Bay Area artists to feel like they're being left out or that they're being like thrown aside. I definitely don't think that's their intention, and they don't want people to feel that way. And
I think they're in the midst of having conversations with a lot of the people that are,
I think, very so too
upset about it.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Too. I think they really are doing that as well, which I think is great. I don't know if there's, you know, I don't know if they can keep it. You know, I don't know if that means they're going to save the affiliate program specifically. Because of the way it works is they're basically renting, or they have a lease through the Park Service, the National Park Service. And with that lease, they basically they're almost act like owners, where they have to maintain everything. They have to do all the upgrades. And so like the National Park seems like they don't help at all. So I don't know. It does sound like a lot of responsibility and a lot of money spent. I understand that, and I think it's just hard for things to sunset when you feel like they're still very much necessary and active, you know?
Right. If you want to send us any of your opinions about anything, you can give us a call, 419-351-6606. You can tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast, or you can email us congratulationspinetree@gmail.com.
Mason, there's a comedian named Naomi Ekperigin.
Okay.
And she made a song called Bye Bitch.
Oh, great.
And let's go ahead and play
that
today.
Okay, good. Sounds great.
And I'll put a link in the underworld where you can buy this song for $1.
Awesome. I want to hear that.
Okay. So we'll let that play us out in a second. And but as you're listening to this, we will be astral projecting from the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been
Congratulations Pine Tree.
Donald Trump, bye bitch. Ivanka Trump, bye bitch. Eric Trump, bye bitch. Don Jr., bye bitch. Jared Kushner, bye bitch. Bill Barr, bye bitch. Baby Dinosaur, bitch. Betsy D, bye bitch. Kellyanne, bye bitch. Mike Pence, bye bitch. Calling your wife my bitch. Stephen Miller, bye bitch. Put you in a cage, bitch. Mike Pompeo, bye bitch. Mark Meadows, bye bitch. Enjoy your COVID, bye bitch. Kelly McEnany, bye bitch. Bye bitch. Kelly McEnany, bye bitch. Bye bitch. Whole crew, bye bitch. Whole crew, bye bitch. Everybody, bye bitch. 45, bye bitch.